Whenever you have occasion to send a card, remember a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. The Hallmark Charlotte Greenwood Show. And here she is, that lovable lady of stage, screen, and radio, Charlotte Greenwood.
Hello, friends, and thank you, Wendell. Wendell, today our story is about a boy who is far away from a girl who is patiently waiting to marry him.
Well, what do you think is the greatest obstacle to a successful marriage, Mrs. Greenwood?
Not being asked. And it isn't Mrs. Greenwood, it's Miss Greenwood.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're sorry.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Charlotte Greenwood is brought to you this Sunday and every Sunday at this time by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards to remind you that whenever you want to remember someone, you'll find a Hallmark card that says just what you want to say and the way you want to say it. So when you choose a card, look on the back for the three identifying words, a Hallmark card. Yes, don't forget, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And now for our weekly visit to the Barton home in the little town of Lakeview, where Charlotte is bringing up the three Bartons. As dinner time approaches, Aunt Charlotte is busy in the kitchen, while Jack ably assists her by tilting back his chair and telling about his day at the real estate office.
You know, Aunt Charlotte, people who come into a real estate office sure have some crazy ideas.
Well, Jack, if they don't have them when they go in, they sure have them when they go out.
No, I mean like the woman who came in today. Well, you should have heard her asking for a house. Boy, you'd have to have a laundry that was out of this world, conveniences all over the place, and the price had to be less than nothing.
Mm-hmm. I saw a house yesterday that had all those things.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Only the conveniences were less than nothing. The laundry was all over the place, and the price was out of this world.
Is dinner going to be ready soon?
It'll be ready before you can say Van Johnson.
Well, I thought it was Jack Robinson.
That was last week. Why am I so fickle?
Hi, everybody.
Oh, hiya, Bobby. Where you been, Sprout?
Look, I got the mail. There's a letter from Don Benson.
Say, won't Barbara be in a dither?
And why not? She hasn't heard from Don for quite a while.
Oh, the only thing girls in love think of is getting married.
Well, Robert, from love to marriage is a very simple step. Mentally, anyway. Put Don's letter on Barbara's plate.
Okay.
Wonder if Don is still in Australia.
I guess so. Says here, APO San Francisco. But great golly wobbles. This letter's for you, Aunt Charlotte.
For me?
Yeah, that's right. Well, why do you suppose Don didn't send it to Barbara?
Well, you know, men don't always write love letters, and when they don't, they send them to me. Let's see it. As a matter of fact, Don probably means this letter for all of us.
Well, what'd you say?
Dear Aunt Charlotte, I have something to tell, something that's hard to tell, and that's why I'm asking you to do it for me. I know you'll do it better than I could, and...
What is it, Aunt Charlotte?
Is something the matter?
Yeah, what's he say, Aunt Charlotte?
Better wait till I finish it, boy.
What do you suppose it is? Oh, gee, I don't know, Bobby. I hope nothing's
Hello,
happened.
Everybody. Oh, Barbara? Jack, Robert, I think it'd be best if we didn't...
Oh, what a day this was at the library.
Hey, Barbara, we got a letter.
Busier day than usual, Barbara.
Oh, uh-huh. How's dinner coming?
Oh, it's not quite ready.
Oh, well, I'll go up to my room and change. I'll be right down to help you, Aunt Charlotte.
All right, dear. Boys, I think I'll go upstairs and speak to Barbara.
About the letter? What's in it, Aunt Charlotte?
Tell me, Aunt Charlotte. I'm a big boy.
I know you are, son, but let me speak to your sister first.
Jack, turn the gas down low under the stoop.
Okay, Aunt Charlotte.
Barbara, may I come in?
Certainly.
Oh, gee, I love that song on the radio.
Yes, it is nice. Barbara, I want to talk to you. Will you come and sit down on the bed with me?
Oh, Well, what's on your mind, Aunt Charlotte?
A letter I just received from Don Benson.
From Don? Well, was anything wrong?
Oh, he's safe and well.
But why didn't he write me?
Well, that's just it. You see, he has something to tell you, and he doesn't know how to put it into words, so he's asked me to do it for him, and the only way I know how to say it is to, well, say it. Barbara, Don Benson is married.
Don is... What did you say?
He married a girl in Australia.
Oh. Oh, no. Married?
Yes, he is, Barbara.
Don and I were practically engaged. Oh, Aunt Charlotte, it just can't be. It just can't.
Barbara, listen to me, please, dear. I think I understand what happened. When you first met Don, you were only 16 and he was 19. I know how you both felt when he left for the Pacific. But it's nearly a year since you've seen him. And that's a minute in the scheme of things, but it's a long and impressionable period in the life of a young man. And a young girl, too, for that matter.
I wouldn't have done this to him.
You wouldn't want to any more than he did. His letter explains how desperately he tried not to hurt you. But, Barbara, this sort of thing is... Well, it's part of living.
I don't understand it.
You might have met another young man and fallen deeply in love with him. In that case, you wouldn't have clung to Don, pretending to love him. That would be a sham, an untruth. And everyone would suffer.
Oh, why did this have to happen?
Well, we don't know the answer at the moment, but there is one, and I'm sure it's the right one.
I don't know what to think.
Well, dear, you lie down and let me cover you. There. Now, I'm going to give the boys their supper, and I'll bring yours up to you on a tray.
Oh, Charlotte, I couldn't eat anything.
Well, we'll see, dear. Jack, Robert, have you been standing here all this time?
Oh, you heard Barbara cry. We came up. What's the trouble, dear Charlotte?
Don Benson has gotten married.
Oh.
Is that something to cry about?
Yes, darling. But only women understand why.
Gee, crying will only make her feel worse.
Jack, a good cry is a woman's surest relief. It may seem weak, but actually it gives her strength and courage to go on.
I think I'll go in and see her.
But wait till after supper, Jack.
But I'd like to do something for her.
So would I. But this is a one-woman job, and that woman is Barbara.
It's about time you got finished with supper.
Oh, Randy.
Look, I got my dad's jackknife. We'll play Mumbly Peg, huh?
No.
Should I get my ball and catcher's mitten?
No.
Well, then let...
No.
Hey, what's the matter with you tonight, Bobby?
I don't feel like doing anything. On account of my sister.
What happened to her?
Oh, it happened to Don Benson.
Something bad?
He got married.
To Barbara?
No, you dummy. That's why she feels so bad.
Randy, don't tell me you're through playing already.
Well, you see, Mom, Bobby Barton don't want to play on account of Don Benson.
What's the matter with Don Benson?
He got married to some other girl. And Barbara.
What about Barbara?
She feels just awful.
Oh, my dear, I simply had to phone and tell you the news. Randy just came into the house and said that Don Benson isn't going to marry Barbara Barton. Well, naturally, she's carrying on. Oh, but it is true. Mrs. Spiker heard it from Mrs. James. Besides, my daughter always said Barbara would never be able to hold Don Benson. Well, after all... I'm not one to spread gossip, but I heard that the poor girl already had her trousseau. In fact, she was planning to marry him on his next furlough. Why, one might say she was practically waiting at the door.
Morning, Aunt Charlotte.
Morning, Jack. Breakfast is ready.
Barbara not down yet?
No, she isn't.
Gosh, I rushed down here in such a hurry, I didn't even have time to... Aunt Charlotte, does this jacket look all right?
Well, wouldn't a sheet be better? A sheet? From the expression on your face, I assume you're planning to haunt a house.
Well, gee, the way Barbara must feel, I only thought that...
Good morning, Charlotte. Yeah?
Good morning, Robert. Did you sleep well last night?
Huh? Yeah, but I didn't mean to.
There's another one.
Well, here comes Barbara.
Well, let her see some cheerful faces around the breakfast table. Come on.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, sis.
Hiya, Barbara. We got pancakes.
Darling, aren't you a little bit late?
Well, I'm not going to the library. I just couldn't keep my mind on my work today.
Well, that's just what you should do, keep your mind on your work. It's the best way to keep it off anything else.
Oh, but I can't go. I just haven't got the strength.
A pancake would help. I was brought up on them, and I'm as strong as an ox. And as good looking, too. Go on, take one.
Uh-oh. Brother, look who's at the back door.
Gosh, it's that snoopy old Mrs. Martin from next door. I'll let her in. Come in, Mrs. Martin.
Oh, good morning, good morning. Well, I saw you all at breakfast, and I simply had to drop in. Barbara, my dear, you do look a little pale. I just heard about this horrible situation, so I rushed over to see if there was anything I could do to help.
Well, Mrs. Martin, I can't blame you for prying. I mean, trying. But where did you hear all this?
Well, you know how news travels, and I do keep my ear to the ground.
Can't think of a better way to pick up dirt.
If I didn't come over at a time like this, what kind of a neighbor would I be?
A good one.
Children, finish your breakfast. Mrs. Martin, please come into the living room. It's a little crowded in here.
Oh, no, it isn't, Aunt Charlotte. Sit down, Mrs. Martin.
I'll be up in my room, Barbara. Let me know when you're ready.
Me too.
Barbara, please finish your breakfast.
I've had enough.
Really, Miss Greenwood? How do you expect the poor girl to eat?
Preferably with a knife and fork.
But under the circumstances, when the dear child...
More company? Why, it's Mrs. Wilmer. Good morning, Mrs. Wilmer. Come in.
I rushed right over so I could be the first. Why, Mrs. Martin, how did you get here ahead of me?
Jet propulsion.
Good morning, Mrs. Wilmer.
Barbara, won't you go upstairs, dear, and get dressed?
No, I'll wait a while.
Oh, Barbara, I'm terribly, terribly sorry. Whom did Don marry? A nurse, Mrs. Wilmer, an Australian nurse. A very beautiful girl. That's what Mrs. Brown saw.
Oh, she said that. Is that so?
Mrs. Martin, did Mrs. Brown say whether the girl was wealthy? Well, no, Mrs. Wilmer, she didn't. Oh. But Mrs. Taylor said so.
Oh, what did Mrs. Parker say?
Yes.
Well, what does Mrs. Parker say?
Well, who's Mrs. Parker?
Well, I don't know, but she must have said something.
I know Mrs. Parker.
Oh, Mrs. Wilmer, do me a favor.
Oh, gladly. Especially at a time like this.
Well, go over to Mrs. Parker and ask her what she knows about all this.
Oh, really? Well, Miss Greenwood, I do hope you understand why we came over.
Oh, but I do understand.
Well, I wouldn't want you to think that...
No, I won't. I won't. Goodbye, Mrs. Martin.
Oh, wait, Mrs. Martin, and I'll go with you. And Barbara, dear, if it's any consolation, when I was young, gay, sing, I fell foolishly in love with a man who was much older than me. Oh, yes, I could have had him, but what good was it? It was like May and December.
You're lucky all the men I get go clear into January. Goodbye, ladies.
Well.
Now, Barbara, darling.
You heard them. You heard what they said.
But you can't let those two women...
It's not just those two women. It's everybody. They'll all be peeping at me from behind their window shades. This isn't a town. It's a monster. A monster with wagging tongues and staring eyes and pointing fingers. Oh, Aunt Charlotte, what am I going to do?
Darling, your monster is fear. And when you turn and face fear, it disappears.
Oh, Aunt Charlotte, help me.
I will.
Now, with most of us spending our vacations closer to home, it's natural to reminisce about our good old pre-war vacations. Trips we took with old friends. The grand fun we had. We wonder if those old travel pals of ours are remembering, too. Wondering how they are these days anyway, come to think about it. Why not ask them? Why not send a card to let them know they're on your mind? At your Hallmark dealers, you'll find a card that says just what you want to say the way you want to say it. Perhaps you'd simply like to send a friendly hello or a clever, humorous card recalling the fun of good old times. Perhaps you'll choose a warmer message for a very special someone. And surely you'll want to remember friends whose birthdays, weddings, anniversaries are coming along soon. For every purpose and occasion, there's an appropriate Hallmark card. Fine card, so distinctive, so unusual, each reflecting your personal sense of beauty or humor, and always your good taste. So make your selection tomorrow at your Hallmark dealers. Hallmark cards are on display at America's finest stores. Don't forget, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And now back to the Hallmark Charlotte Greenwood show. A letter from Don Benson, Barbara's fiancé, has brought her word that he has married a girl in Australia. The rumors and gossip which have spread through Lakeview have intensified Barbara's reaction and have made difficult Aunt Charlotte's tireless efforts to pacify her. It's now afternoon. The phone ring has been ringing constantly.
Well, Aunt Charlotte, there goes that phone again.
I'm coming.
Honestly, if that phone keeps on ringing all day long, my nerves will be worn to a frazzle.
Well, if it keeps on, this rug will be worn to a frizzle. Hello?
Oh, Miss Greenwood, I've been trying to get you since early morning. I kept calling and calling and calling, and you know the phone was always busy.
Yes, I know. You
I
see,
did call the telephone company and gave them a piece of my mind, but they insisted the line wasn't out of order. Mrs. Smith called me the terrible news, and I wanted to find out how you all were.
Oh, we're all fine.
I know how poor Barbara must feel. I know how upset everything must be around the house.
No, we're all fine.
You mustn't hesitate to tell me.
Yes, that's kind of
you. You know how fond I've always been of Barbara. Well, I couldn't hear words about this if you were my own daughter. That's why I simply had to call and tell you how I felt.
That's very kind of you.
I'll call you again first thing in the morning. And if there's anything at all I can do, I want you to tell me.
No, we're all fine.
That's too bad. Yes. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, who was that?
She didn't say.
Well, said everything else. Bobby! What's happened to you?
Robert Barton, you're a sight. Shirt torn, hair mussed, and look at your face. What have you been doing?
Nothing.
It's the first time I ever saw so much of something come out of nothing.
I know what he's been doing. He's been fighting.
Oh, Robert, you promised me you'd count to 100.
I did count to 100. By tens. But after what he said about Barbara, I had to let him have it.
Good for you. Oh, I'm sorry.
There you are, Aunt Charlotte. And you want me to be calm. Oh, now look who's coming up the walk. It's Don Benson's mother. She's the one person I'm not going to see.
Barbara, now where are you going?
Upstairs.
You've got to stay here and see her. There's no reason to be rude. Answer the door, Barbara.
Yeah. All right. But what is she going
to
say?
Well, the only way to find out is to let her in.
Hello, Barbara. Good afternoon, Charlotte.
Come in, Mrs. Benson.
I wanted to come over sooner, but frankly, I was afraid of intruding.
Oh, I'm glad you've come, Mrs. Benson. I really am.
Barbara, I'm very fond of you. I hope we'll remain the good friends we've always been.
I don't see any reason why we shouldn't.
Have you heard what people are saying?
Yes, I have. People always talk.
They even picked on my little brother.
Well, don't make such an issue of it.
Barbara, people don't understand.
But I do. I don't ever want to see Don again.
Barbara, you're not being fair to Don.
I don't care. I never want to see him again.
I was hoping you didn't feel like this.
But I do.
Barbara. Charlotte, I must tell you this before you hear it from someone else. Don is coming home.
Coming home? That's settled.
Barbara, come back here.
No, I won't. Nobody's going to stop me.
Charlotte, I was afraid of this. Excuse me for a moment. I'd better go up to her.
Yes, do, and tell her the plans are changed.
What do you mean? Don won't come to Lakeview. I'll wire him to stay at my sister's in Mound City, and I'll go there to see him.
Oh, no, Mrs. Benson. Don has the right to come home to his mother and to his friends.
But he'll arrive on the morning train. What about Barbara?
Well, Barbara will just have to understand. Now, promise me you won't let this spoil his homecoming, for him or for you.
Well, thank you, Charlotte, and you'd better go right up to Barbara, and I'll let myself out. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mrs. Benson. Barbara, you're packing?
I'm going away, Aunt Charlotte. I'm going to Mapleton to live with Elizabeth.
Oh, well, wouldn't you be imposing on her?
Oh, no. No, I'll share her apartment and get a job.
Barbara, running out on a problem does not solve it.
I'm leaving on the bus tonight.
Do you think you can avoid Don Benson for the rest of your life?
Aunt Charlotte, I can't stand any more of this. First the letter, then the neighbors, then my little brother fighting in the street over me. And now Don Benson. I won't take it. You've no right to expect me to.
That depends upon what you think I'm expecting you to take.
Well, I'm not going to take any sympathy from a man who doesn't consider me good enough for him.
Oh.
After all those letters I wrote him, telling him how much I loved him, how much I missed him, how I've been waiting for him. Do you think I'm going to give him the chance to look at me and say to himself, poor kid?
Barbara, is that all that's bothering you?
Is that all? Don't you realize what that means?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Then you can see why I want to get away.
Yes. Very clearly. And that's why I'm going to help you pack.
Oh, thanks for understanding, Aunt Charlotte.
Now, Barbara, will you do me a favor?
Well, if I can.
Wait until morning and take an early train?
Oh, but I don't want to, Aunt Charlotte.
But the bus leaves so late, dear, and I'd rather you didn't travel at night.
Well, I can take care of myself.
I know that. But a good night's sleep will take better care of you.
I don't want to be unreasonable, Aunt Charlotte, but suppose we can't get train reservations.
I'm sure you can get on the train if you don't mind standing.
I'll do anything to get out of this town.
You just plan on a good night's rest and let me make all the arrangements.
You mean you'll take care of everything?
Everything.
That long freight train.
Jack, let me out here while you three children park the car. I'll meet you inside.
Well, why can't I stay in the car until my train comes?
Barbara, you're not sneaking out of town.
I'll meet you children in the waiting room.
Oh, there you are, Charlotte. Oh, I'm so glad you got here.
Hello, Mrs. Benson.
I was afraid you'd be late.
Well, if we'd been any earlier, Barbara might have become suspicious.
Oh, I've been on edge ever since you called me last night. I do hope everything turns out as you expect.
Well, at least we've tried.
Well, what if it doesn't work? Maybe a terrible shock to Barbara when she suddenly meets Don.
It's the suddenness that I'm counting on.
Oh, I hope you're right.
Here come the children now.
Yes, I'll get out of sight.
Over here, Barbara.
Oh, Aunt Charlotte, we're so early for my train.
Barbara, when I was a trooper, I learned one thing about trains. You can miss them, but they never miss you. Oh, Jack, you and Robert check the baggage and meet us out on the platform. Come on, Barbara.
Train for Mound City now riding on track 3. Train 6 for Mound City.
But, Aunt Charlotte, this isn't even my train.
Yours will be along very soon now. Now, you wait here, and I'll go and buy you some magazines.
But, Aunt Charlotte, I...
Turn around, Barbara, and say hello to a fella, will you?
Don. Don Benson.
Oh. Hello, Barbara.
Hello, Don.
Hello.
You said that.
Oh, I did, huh?
Why, you've got a bronze star.
Yeah.
How wonderful. You didn't write me about it.
Well, it really isn't anything.
Of course it is. And you've got a mustache.
Mustache?
On your upper lip.
Oh, yeah, I guess it is.
You didn't write me about that either.
Well, it really isn't anything.
No, it isn't.
Huh?
How long are you going to be home?
2 weeks.
Oh, that isn't very long, is it?
No.
Oh, where's your wife?
Wife? Oh, you mean the girl I married?
Yes. Yes, you didn't write me about that either.
Oh, no. She had to stay in Australia.
Oh, that's too bad. I'd like to meet her.
Yeah, I'd like you to. She knows all about that is...
You mean you told her about us?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Why, Don Benson, how nice to see you.
Hello, Aunt Charlotte. Miss Greenwood.
It's still Aunt Charlotte. I saw your mother inside. She's waiting for you.
I'd better go. I'll see you all soon, I hope.
Oh, sure. We'll all get together.
Bye, Don.
Bye.
Well, 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 that was a surprise, wasn't it?
Charlotte, Don's changed, though. He's older and he's different.
Is he, dear? Well, now, we haven't much time, Barbara. Your train will be here in just a few minutes.
Aunt Charlotte, I did it. Look at me. I'm not just a piece of flabby dough. I'm not trembling, and I'm not afraid.
Of course not. You turned and faced your fear, so it disappeared.
Oh, look. Look, I'm not even tied up in knots.
Well, don't be so disappointed. You're not looking for a job as a model in a pretzel factory.
But I saw Don.
Well, you do have eyes.
Well, I spoke to him.
You'd been properly introduced.
And it was all right.
I knew it would be. That's why I persuaded you to stay over until this morning.
But how did you know?
You told me.
I did?
Your feeling for Don was overshadowed by your anxiety about what he thought and about what people said about you.
What do you mean, Aunt Charlotte?
You were concerned about the effect, not the cause.
But I was sure my heart was broken.
I conceded it was slightly bruised, but it was your pride that got the real setback. You know, it's easy to get mixed up, Barbara, especially at 18.
You know something, Aunt Charlotte?
A little. What is it?
There's no reason for my going away now.
Bless your heart, there never was.
Oh, Aunt Charlotte, you know so much about love. It must be second nature to you.
Not second nature, dear. With me, it's second hand.
Charlotte Greenwood will be back in a moment. Meanwhile, I want to remind you again, the next time you buy a card for any occasion, look on the back for the identifying words, a Hallmark card. H-A-L-L-M-A-R-K. A Hallmark card. Like sterling on silver, those three words are your assurance of finest quality. They tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. Yes, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And now, Charlotte Greenwood.
Friends, I wonder, do you ever wish on Sunday afternoon that Monday and its problems weren't coming quite so soon? The washing and the shopping and the work you'll have to do. How nice if they'd put Monday off a month, or maybe two. But when you wish that, don't forget the good that Monday brings. The week it starts, the packed brim full with precious golden things, with days in which to rectify old errors and mistakes, with hours to gain the friendship that a word or hand clasp makes, and minutes you can fill with good, then sow like tiny seeds, and watch them grow where'er you go to flowers of kindly deeds. So let's be glad when Monday comes. Let's wish for no delays. It opens up a ration book of seven priceless days. And so, until next Sunday at the very same time, this is Charlotte Greenwood saying,
so long, friends, again. So long, neighbor, till next Sunday, I'll just say, so long.
So long.
Charlotte Greenwood Show was written by Sylvia Solberg and Hi Alexander and directed by Thomas Freeburn Smith. The Barton children, Barbara, Bobby, and Jack, were played by Barbara Eiler, Bobby Larson, and Edward Ryan, who appears with the courtesy of 20th Century Fox. All Charlotte Greenwood Show came to you from Hollywood. This is the American Broadcasting Company.